Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on this Thursday night at Hodgetown. The final week of the regular season continues here with the San Antonio Missions. I'm joined by Taylor Montiel, left-handed reliever. It's been so good for the Saudis, and so far a pretty brief double-A time. But Taylor, welcome to the show. And I mean, this has been your first full professional season. This is your third full season level. Started in Visalia, here you are in Amarillo. Got to imagine that you've really enjoyed this first season.
Yeah, it's been a good year. Obviously, the longest year of my life. I've thrown, I think, about 20 more innings than I ever have in any other year. But no, it's been a great year. I've loved being with the D-backs organization, and obviously to get two promotions has been a fun year.
And your numbers, as you've moved up in the system, have gotten better. What do you attribute that to? I mean, I know that the Diamondbacks are always working with in-season development, but it seems like you're one of the big examples of that.
Yeah, you know, I didn't start out that well in Visalia, honestly, but since then in Hillsborough, you know, I thought Coach Blake Nation did a great job with me mixing up my we've made some adjustments this year with my usages, how I'm using my pitches, and feel like I've definitely improved a lot on my cutter, and you know, now we're working at a couple more things, but just continually adding pitches, and that's helped me improve throughout the year, I think.
What would you say has been the biggest adjustment for you to this double A level?
Guys don't swing out of the zone nearly as much here. I made a living in low A and high A just being ahead of guys, and I haven't been quite as ahead of guys here. Guys have a better plan of what they're trying to do at the plate, so I'm not getting some of the OO swings out of zone that I'm used to. I really gotta attack the zone to get ahead.
And you found yourself, since you got here, in the middle of a playoff push. Obviously, the team has made the playoffs. We're going to have postseason baseball here at Hodgetown. And now, all of a sudden, you found yourself in a pretty important left-handed role in this bullpen. But that's got to be exciting for you to get here to Double A and pitch in so many meaningful games.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. When I got here, I was thinking, you know, who knows how many innings I'm going to get or whatever. But I've thrown pretty exclusively, you know, later in games versus lefties. And that's what I've always wanted to do. I thought when I get drafted today, I can get lefties out. So to be able to see myself in that role here in the middle of a playoff push versus, you know, these are some really good teams. So it's been good, and I'm excited about it.
You finished your collegiate career at Tulane, and I got to imagine, as somebody that enjoys New Orleans, that's a pretty cool place to go to school. But what did Tulane mean to your baseball journey?
Really everything. I really don't have enough time to talk about how much the coaches at Tulane helped me out. Honestly, if you look at my career, my freshman year, I got redshirted at Mississippi State, didn't pitch, got cut. Went to Tulane my sophomore year, did not throw well. Went to Tulane my junior year, did not throw well. So, I mean, I was coming into my senior year without ever really, you know, playing baseball. And the coaches, you know, college baseball now, it's tough. You got to cut a lot of guys. And for them to, you know, see what they saw in me and allow me to stay on the roster and keep pushing me, keep giving me opportunities to where eventually I was able to, you know, kind of put everything together my senior year. So really I owe my entire career to, you know, Coach Ullman and my pitching coach, Coach Izzo at Tulane. I loved it.
Was there a light bulb moment that last year at Tulane where you realized, oh man, baseball could continue for me after this?
Yes, there was. Like I said, first 3 years I didn't play, so I was not planning on playing professional baseball. But I came out in the fall, and I hit 96 in a fall game, one of my first fall games. And I was like, oh, my goodness, like this is out of left field. You know, I was throwing hard for a lefty, especially at a mid-major. But for me to hit 96 in a fall game, that's when I really started to, you know, have to actually have meetings with scouts. And then it became a real thing, hire an agent and everything. But it was a really fun process.
What's your mental process as you get ready to go into a game late? And I got to imagine that you're going to have to work on that process because you're going to pitch in the postseason. I think that's basically a guarantee at this point.
Yeah, I really try to stay as relaxed as possible the entire game. And then, you know, we all know our spots. You know, guys know they're more of a ninth inning guy. Usually I'm somewhere in the seventh, eighth inning. So around the fifth, sixth inning, I start to, you know, lock in a little bit from having whatever conversations we're having down there, start to stretch out. I see me moving around. I'll get my body loose a little bit and then, you know, just be ready when my name's called. I know where the lefties are in the lineup too. So I usually have an idea when it might be my time.
How would you describe the culture of this bullpen as one of its newer members?
I love it. I love the guys. I'm one of the younger guys, but I feel like I fit in pretty good, and they're great. They're always messing around, and we've done a great job picking each other up throughout the year, and I feel like part of that is because of how close we all are.
I saw you last Saturday in Frisco really repping the Miami Hurricanes in their season-opening trouncing of Stanford. As a guy who, born in Florida, grew up in Tennessee, how did your Kane fandom start?
I have been a Miami fan since I came out of the womb. There's baby pictures of me in U gear. My dad is a huge Miami fan. My sister goes to Miami. I wasn't lucky enough to go to the school, but I mean, between me and Carlos and Gabby, to be honest, this is the most. This has got to be the most Miami-heavy team, probably in the minor leagues. We are dialed in on the game. Last week, I was pitching. I got right off the mound, get into the locker, and I'm checking to see how my Canes are doing. So I'm a huge Miami fan.
Now that Murillo has staked his claim here, I'm going to let you go, Taylor. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.